Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A 36-year-old Soldotna man was arrested for breaking into and burglarizing Kenai Central High School on Sunday. School officials on Monday morning were notified after bags of clothing were reported missing. The Kenai Police Department was notified of the incident and assigned the school resource officer to the case. Lieutenant Ben Langham with the Kenai Police Department told KSRM that security footage from the high school found that the male suspect entered the school Sunday. He was inside for approximately 2 hours. Upon further investigation on the incident on Monday, school administrators called Kenai police, believing that the man suspected of burglarizing the school the prior day returned to the school and was outside on the property. Officers arrived at the scene, finding the man who fit the description of the individual who burglarized the school the day prior wearing the same clothes, according to Langham. The suspect was formally identified as 36-year-old Christopher Stroh of Soldotna. When law enforcement went to contact Stroh, he allegedly took off and ran into the woods. An hour later, he was located and taken into custody by Kenai police and the Alaska State Troopers. Langham states that some of the stolen items have yet to be recovered. Stroh was arrested for second-degree burglary and fourth-degree theft and was transported to Wildwood pretrial. The investigation in the incident is ongoing. The state legislature on Tuesday confirmed Attorney General Treg Taylor and other members of Governor Mike Dunleavy's cabinet. Taylor was the only cabinet-level appointee who generated debate among lawmakers meeting to consider the nominees to lead the state departments and other appointments to boards and commissions. Taylor was confirmed 35-24. Several lawmakers said Taylor was qualified for the post, but Representative Matt Klayman of Anchorage said that he would prefer an attorney general with experience, in particular in criminal law. Representative Andy Josephson of Anchorage said that he was concerned with Taylor's handling of a waiver under state ethics law for a former Dunleavy chief of staff, Ben Stevens, who resigned earlier this year to work for ConocoPhillips. The Alaska Public Interest Research Group raised similar concerns ahead of the vote and said that Taylor had not been forthcoming with lawmakers among the request for a waiver from Stevens. Under ethics rules, public employees who leave their jobs are not allowed to provide advice or work for pay for 2 years on matters they were substantially involved with while working for the state. The prohibition can be waived if it's deemed to be not adverse to the public interest. Taylor, during the confirmation process, said he expected to receive waiver requests specific to certain job duties that Stevens has. He said he's taken the approach of looking at matters on a case-by-case basis rather than providing a blanket waiver. The executive director of the Alaska Public Interest Research Group recently said in an email that Taylor failed to tell lawmakers during confirmation hearings that Stevens had submitted a waiver request in March related to the Willow Oil Project in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. Governor Dunleavy and Taylor signed off on the request in April, according to the director of the Public Interest Research Group in Alaska. As for other cabinet appointees, Jim Cockrell was confirmed as Department of Public Safety Commissioner and Lucinda Mahoney was confirmed as Department of Revenue Commissioner. And in a statement, Governor Dunleavy thanked lawmakers for confirming Taylor, Cockrell, and Mahoney. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.